Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Like your days are just a blur of tasks, notifications, and barely enough time to breathe? Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a way to break free from that cycle, to find moments of calm amidst the chaos, and it all starts with something as simple as movement. Now, before you start picturing yourself grunting in a gym, hear me out. Mindful movement isn't about hitting PRs or sculpting chiseled abs. It's about connecting with your body, feeling the rhythm of each breath, and being present in the moment. Think yoga, tai chi, a leisurely walk in nature, anything that gets you moving while keeping your mind engaged. Here's the deal, folks. This isn't just some fluffy self-care trend. Research shows that mindful movement can seriously benefit your mental and physical well-being. It reduces stress, improves focus, boosts mood, and even strengthens your immune system. Thus, it's a fantastic way to cultivate that stoic virtue of resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks with grace and strength. So, how do you actually practice mindful movement? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Embrace the present moment. This is the cornerstone of mindfulness. When you move your body, focus on the sensations, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the stretch in your muscles, the rhythm of your breath. Don't get caught up in thoughts about the past or worries about the future. Just be here, in this moment, with your body. 2. Listen to your body. Pay attention to how it feels any tension, tightness, or discomfort. Don't push yourself beyond your limits. Instead, modify movements as needed and honor your body's signals. Remember, progress isn't about pushing through pain, it's about moving with awareness and respect for your physical being. 3. Find movement you enjoy. There are countless ways to move mindfully: yoga, walking, swimming, dancing, even gardening. Experiment with different activities until you find something that truly resonates with you. The key is to make it a joyful experience, something you look forward to rather than dread. 4. Start small. You don't need to spend hours in the gym or become a yoga master overnight. Start with just 5 minutes, 10 minutes of mindful movement each day and gradually increase the duration as you feel comfortable. Consistency is key. So find a routine that fits your lifestyle and stick with it. 5. Be kind to yourself. There will be days when your mind wanders or your body feels stiff. That's perfectly normal. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just gently redirect your attention back to the present moment and continue moving. Remember, mindfulness is a practice, not a destination. It takes time and patience, so be kind to yourself along the way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling groggy after a restless night. Emails are piling up, deadlines loom, and the world seems like it's spinning at a million miles an hour. Before you reach for your phone and get sucked into the vortex of notifications, take a few minutes to step away from the chaos. Go for a short walk in nature, focusing on the feel of the sun on your skin, the rustle of leaves beneath your feet, the gentle breeze caressing your face. This simple act of mindful movement can instantly shift your energy, calming your mind and grounding you in the present moment. And that's the power of mindful movement. It's not just about physical exercise. It's a powerful tool for cultivating mental clarity, emotional resilience, and overall well-being. It's about finding moments of stillness amidst the chaos, connecting with your body, and embracing the beauty of each breath. Think about it. How could incorporating mindful movement into your daily routine benefit you? What kind of impact could it have on your stress levels, focus, and even your mood? I want to hear from you. Share thoughts, experiences, and any questions you might have in the comments section below. So, my friends, let's make a pact, commit to adding a little mindful movement into your day, even if it's just for a few minutes. You might be surprised by the positive changes it brings. Remember, strength isn't always about lifting heavy weights. Sometimes, it's about finding the stillness within and moving with intention. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep living your best stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.